Well, I will begin by saying to the Parish Collective that I am so glad to get to be with you in this way and regret that I cannot be with you bodily. But I do think of you and give thanks for you and am most appreciative of the important work you are doing. Rich invited me to talk a little bit about the themes that continue to preoccupy me. And I think, from a biblical perspective, that the work that you are doing and that we are doing means that we are engaged in a re-performance of the Exodus narrative. And that means that we find ourselves in an extractive economy, not unlike the extractive economy of Pharaoh, where wealth is being systemically transferred and extracted from the vulnerable to the powerful. And I'm saying this in the wake of the Kavanaugh hearings, which it seems to me is a perfect dramatization of that extractive economy. The risk that we are now running is that the extractive economy more and more wants to treat itself as though it were the normal, and we slowly become acclimated to it, and those of us who are a bit well off readily comes to terms with it. And we need to be reminding each other that the extractive economy is grossly abnormal. It is the great enemy of what God intends. It is the great enemy of the neighborhood, and it is the great enemy of our common humanness. And therefore, the work that you are doing, both to resist the extractive economy and to perform alternatives to that extractive economy, are as dangerous as they are difficult. So the story that we are reperforming led people, as they had the courage and the will to depart from Pharaoh's economy, it led first to the wilderness. And in the Bible, the wilderness represents, on the one hand, a place where there are no viable life supports, and on the other hand, a place that is out of reach of the governance of Pharaoh. So it is a very hard place to be, and the wonder of the wilderness, where there are no viable life support systems, is, as the story goes, there turned out to be life supports that were inexplicably given. And I think over and over in the long history of the gospel, that is what communities have found when they have the courage and the will to get outside of Pharaoh's economy at all, is that gifts are given because genuine functioning neighborhoods are indeed gift-giving communities. The other thing that they did as they left Egypt, they hurried on from the wilderness to Sinai, and there they got these 10 rules for neighborliness. And these 10 rules for neighborliness that we call the commandments are diametrically opposed to the 10 commandments of Pharaoh. And the 10 commandments of Pharaoh are simply one commandment that's repeated many times, and that you have not produced enough yet, you have not become enough yet, you have not bought enough yet, you have not owned enough yet, you have not eaten enough yet. You're just not enough yet. And the amazing thing about the Ten Commandments, one of the amazing things about the Ten Commandments, is that they end in the 10th commandment, which is just very short. Thou shalt not covet. But the amazing thing about that concluding commandment is that it uses the word neighbor 3 times. You shall not covet your neighbor's field. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet anything that is your neighbor. And if you want to have neighbors, you can't covet. So that 10th commandment is a dramatic critique of Pharaoh, whose whole system was a system of coveting and usurping what rightly belonged to other people. So I find it a little bit helpful to think that we are under these 10 mandates that warn us against the idolatries of commodity fetishism. And at the center of the Ten Commandments is this remarkable provision for Sabbath rest. Pharaoh does not intend anybody ever to rest. The system intends to keep us restless, dissatisfied, and at the edge of hostility. And so people like us and people in the collective are under a different mandate and are living out a different kind of a life. That is so much for us to celebrate, even when in honesty we have to admit that it's really impossible. It's always been impossible, but it does happen, for which we may be grateful. So I'm glad to be with you and imagine you in your meetings.